I thought I'd catch up with David Hughes. He's the manager for Emporium Creative Hub. David, good morning.
Morning, Daniel. How are you?
I'm all right. Tell us about this in Emporium Creative Hub. This sounds fascinating.
Sure. So over there on Mitchell Street, we've got the Emporium Creative Hub, a co-working space for people working in creative industries. But more than a co-working space, we offer lots of business development programs, mentoring, incubation programs, and other ways to support people working in creative industries to make their business successful.
What is classed as a creative industry? I mean, is it making tea towels?
Well, creative industries is, the definition can be quite broad. So if
right.
you think of things like video makers, photographers, screenwriters, or it could be visual artists, performing artists, sculptures, street artists. So it's really quite broad, but you've really got to be making something, yeah.
Yeah, okay, because the only thing I could make is probably scones, and that's no good for when it comes to something like this. So when you say, like, visual arts and the like, so do people just come in and use the facilities? How does that part of it work?
Sure. So as the name suggests, with a co-working space, we
yep.
have like desks available for people to sit at, use computers and things like that. We also have a studio space. The studio space we've got is set up for people who might be photographers, video makers, podcasters, those types of things.
Yep.
We don't have wet space where someone like a ceramicist might use or a painter. But what we offer for people within those kinds of industries are things like our incubator program, which is yep. designed to help people, you know, make their creative enterprise more successful.
So maybe run us through some success stories that have used this particular hub.
Yeah, sure. I mean, so the incubator program that the applications are open for at the moment, this is our second iteration. And the first one, which finished in February this year, we had people like Lauren Starr, who's just had a show at Dudley House, Memento Mori, just before the snap lockdown. Andre Sardone, who's a local steel sculptor who's actually got an exhibition at Dudley House at the moment. Leon Schutz is a local photographer people might know of. Reese Hendy of Nacho Station, a local street artist. So a diverse range, really.
So if anyone is interested in applying for any space or whatever it may be, any courses that you got coming out, how can they do that, David?
Sure, so jump on emporiumcreativehub.com.au and just follow any of the links that are of interest on there. And like I say, at the moment, applications for the incubator program are open. So if anybody's interested in that, it's a three-month program designed to, take your creative business idea to the next level.
Well, maybe I'll talk to you off air about my creative idea because I think it might be a little bit better than making scones, but we'll talk about that. So the website again, emporiumcreativehub.com.au?
That's the one.
All right, we'll have all the details up on our website. David, thanks very much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Daniel.